Carrie, what did you just say? Restaurants can open up 50?
Yeah, 50, at half capacity.
Right. So we wanted to find out if they are, what kind of challenges they are facing. So guess who's on the line? Christina Ray Durnell from El Azteca in Fort Wayne. And Christina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Great to talk with you. So this is the week, huh? You can now open up officially today if you want to. It's up to each restaurant. But what is, for example, a typical locally owned restaurant like El Azteca that is so good? What kind of things are you looking at facing this week?
Well, there's a lot. They're restricting us to 50% occupancy in the restaurant, and they're suggesting certain guidelines that we would have to provide masks for our employees, which I understand. Safety is 100% what we want, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole lot of other steps they're wanting us to do. And as small business owners, it's going to be tough.
Are you going to have to take people's temperatures when they come into your restaurant?
They have different options. We could do that, or we can simply ask them questions like, have you been exposed to somebody who has been diagnosed with COVID? Have you had a temperature in the last 24 hours? I think we're going to go the survey route when it is said and done, just because I just feel like that's overreaching a little bit by sitting there and taking every single employee's temperature, in my opinion. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, what about the food? Now, have you had? When did you close on March 23rd? I think it was when they made everybody close. Do you still have food left, or have you thrown it out?
We had to throw everything away, and actually, many local restaurants have been able to sustain with just carry out only. We just could not. We could not do it. We tried. We gave it a full week to try it, and it just didn't happen for us. And we had to throw every single thing we had out. It was tough.
God, I can't even imagine something like that. We've heard a lot this week, well, in the past week, about the food supply and, you know, meat being a particular problem. Are you seeing anything like that?
I actually have spoken to my food vendor, and he was very honest with me. He said, when you do decide to get up and running again, we're going to have to really look at what's available for you, because we have had a lot of chicken, like the chicken plants, Tyson, I think a lot of their plants have closed. Then there's the beef shortage. I mean, I'm really concerned. So I don't know that we're going to be rushing into anything, because for one, we don't want to get a lesser quality, if you understand.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Never sacrifice our quality of product. So I didn't go for the best price. I go for our quality. That's just what we've been known for. So if we can't get certain things, it's going to be hard for us to open.
So right now, if you open, you're at 50% capacity this week. What's the next stage? If you wait, if you don't open, what is the next stage then? What does that allow?
So the next stage right now, okay, so today we could open, but we would not be able to have any bar customers at the rail at all. We'd have to have 50% capacity. Now, I believe June 18th, it's either the 14th or 18th. I don't have a calendar right in front of me, but it's a Monday. They said we could open up with 75% capacity, and then we could also do 50% at the bar rail.
Oh, okay.
So I just, like I said, I've been speaking to some other business owners, restaurant owners, and they just are like, we're kind of thinking that maybe that second stage is what we're looking at for the restaurant, because it is hard. Look at our restaurant. It's an old house. We don't have much space. So for 50% capacity, it's not going to be very much.
Yeah.
Well, and the bar too. I mean, that's a big income generator too, to close the bar.
Right. And we have employees who, I mean, my biggest concern for my employees is, okay, let me bring it back, but oh, now we only have 50% capacity, so you might make some money or you might not.
Yeah.
Right.
That's another thing.
And I got to take care of my staff. They've been amazing through this whole thing, and I don't want them to have to suffer any more than they already have been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christina, listen, keep us posted. Let us know what's going on. We got a great insight into what, you know, a lot of people have no idea what it takes and the kind of challenges that local businesses, especially restaurants, are facing. So, yeah, keep us posted. And when you open up, and you know, if you don't, we understand why exactly, and I'm sure you won't be the only one in Fort Wayne.
I know, and we appreciate you supporting us and the interview today. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you, Christina.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.